In today's episode, I have two recordings for you, one taken after each of the press conferences today. That's including EA and Bethesda. You can probably surmise that the results of each in terms of our impressions were quite different. So the first 20 or so minutes is EA and the rest of the show is Bethesda. And any closing thoughts for the day? Hope you enjoy it and see you tomorrow for similar, but for all the remaining press conferences. Someone speak so I know if it's working.
Man, fuck that shit we just saw.
That was fucking terrible. I need to turn down. My mic's hot. My mic is hot. Give me a second.
I think you're just hot. You're all hot and bothered by that wonderful press conference.
That's absolutely the case. Like, I can't deny that. Obviously, with such an amazing showcase from EA, you can't fucking doubt.
Yeah, something tells me this is going to be a fairly short recording.
I can't think of a single thing I liked about that press conference. I don't know.
That it's over.
There's one thing I liked, and that's Robot Buddies. Robot Buddies are the deal with 2016, yeah. In my opinion. That's sick. So hey guys, this is our first recording. We're in it. We're in E3 2016 apparently, and it started with a real banger. Oh my god,
yes. Banger.
Oh my god.
All right, so let's get to the only good things from this.
Okay.
Let's just start with the best.
We're talking about EA's press conference. That's all we've seen. We're doing it live after the record, like after it went up. The moment it finished, we're here recording because I don't trust this laptop. Go on.
So Titanfall 2.
Titanfall 2 was sick. I think Titanfall 2 was incredible.
I am so glad they're doing a storyline. They should have had that in the first release, something to that. But at least from what it looks like, they've given enough time and I thought into it. So that looks like it's going to be pretty awesome.
Duren, you got to enjoy it through the lens of giantbomb.com, which I think is the way to do it.
I missed most of it. I basically caught like the last maybe, I don't know, 10 seconds of it.
Okay. Oh, the Titanfall stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's worthwhile if you watch the Titanfall trailer. If it's probably up on YouTube already. But essentially, that trailer took a hard turn. Like it started off with like, oh god, this is just more military shooting in space. Then it had this thing where you hear this lady, like talking to someone about like what their mission status is, and this robot voice responds, and you're like, wait a second, and then it's like the fucking Titan has like a full on, is like an actual character. It has like a voice and it speaks and it sounds like essentially an Inquisitor from 40K. He's like, my mission is to destroy. Like, may as well have said, like, my mission is destroy. Destroy the fucking. Oh man. Purge. Like, it sounds sick. It's like this total badass big robot buddy who's like, I don't know. It seems like you're this random foot soldier who just got shoved into this Titan. And the Titan got this whole like mission of its own that it has to accomplish. And you're kind of just like there trying to help it out while it fucking does badass shit all day. Oh, that looks sick.
I'm watching the trailer now. And yeah, so far, yeah, like I haven't even got to that part yet, but like the gameplay just looks really fucking good. So far.
Oh, yeah. Like it started off with multiplayer. And that looked all right. They have grappling hooks now, and that changes things, I guess.
Yeah,
everything this year has grappling hooks.
At least from the looks of it, is that like they've made surviving as a non-mech a little.
Yes. Yes. That sounds like I like the whole, at a minimum, the idea of grappling other people and other things, and getting to them. That sounds cool. So definitely adding something there. I'm just going to see if we can get Noob Rama on the call. But I don't know if we can, because he's... I don't know.
He's. I love that people. The mech just picks you up and stuffs you inside of it. That's pretty good.
Cool. It's exactly. I like how it's got. It seems like it has agency, and I wasn't expecting that. It was the thing I wasn't expecting most from that show. We will have Noob Rama. Noob is incoming. So people at home, give us a hot second here while we get this asshole lined up for the call. I'm inviting him. To just give people some like perspective here. As is the way with E3 2016, and Noob is here now, we are live, we are recording, because fuck it, I don't have much time, or I don't know if I have time. My computer died last night. Like, just straight up, motherfucking crash, boot cycle, like power cycling, I've mostly disassembled it. I am sitting here, surrounded by parts of a disassembled computer right now. I am running all of E3 off this laptop. I've had it hooked up to my TV, watching live streams that way. I've got Edition running on my laptop now. I don't know.
If you were watching that London feed, it was going through Cynic's laptop. All that's how it was working, because the computer died. So.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Noob Rama, welcome to the show. We haven't been going for long.
Okay.
Noob is actually out here. See?
I'm here.
Oh,
no, he's not.
Hi, Noob. Oh, wow, you're not. How are you? How are you going, Noob?
Weird.
I'm eating, but it's good.
How do you feel after like the single best press conference of all time?
Honestly, like, it's an EA conference, right? That was a very EA conference where they're right. You want to see games? What? Get out of here!
But we'll show you soccer. We'll show you so much soccer. You're gonna fucking love soccer.
The longest segment was FIFA. The longest segment was FIFA. I think at the time I'm pretty sure FIFA was longer than Titanfall and Mass Effect combined.
I just want to say, like, only EA could get celebrities like fucking Zac Efron and Jamie Foxx at a games press conference and not show any games. Like,
I like how Ian Kelly put it on Twitter. He said, "I'm glad to see EA continues to push the limits of games medium. Like, do we even need to show games being played at our
We are edgy. This is how we're going to be edgy this year."
I can't. They spent more time talking about how their press conference, they're live streaming from London and LA at the same time, than they did showing video games at their fucking press conference. Oh wow, that was incredible. Okay, all right. So, Noob. Titanfall 2, and Durin, I hope you've seen the cool Titan talking. Can Titans talk? Yes.
Titan.
Part of the trailer. What do you guys think?
I saw what Giant Bomb
posted. It's the new Last Guardian game. It's the new Last Guardian game, that single player campaign. It's going to be better than Last Guardian.
It's good. I wouldn't be surprised if it's better than Last Guardian. I don't know. Oh, like,
sad world we live in if that is being the case.
Well, the Titan seems like a cool dude. I actually found it really endearing. I don't know why. Maybe because I just wasn't expecting it. But I always thought those Titans were just dumb robot suits that were just like driven by you. But the idea of it being like its own thing with its own agency and its own like personality and stuff. It had a personality. It's not like it was just like, I am a robot. It's actually like responded as a thinking individual to what the woman on the line was asking it about. And at the end when it's like, what are you doing? And it's like, trust me, and throws him towards a wall in the other side of this valley. Like that's cool. Like that kind of stuff is fun. Like fun interplay between you and a robot buddy. I'm excited about that. What else?
Yeah, that was pretty much the highlight of the entire show.
It was like 2 minutes at the start. It was the first thing they showed, and it was like 2 minutes long.
5 minutes of FIFA.
Oh, no,
like, don't get me wrong. Like, those games are their most successful games, right? Games like FIFA and
FIFA,
Madden.
Yeah, yes.
But Madden was the second best-selling game of last year.
Yeah,
After Call of Duty. So,
but I don't think the people who buy those games care about its showing at an E3.
But I don't know. I genuinely don't know because they are so popular that it's not a bad move to talk about them.
Right.
And considering that, you know, there's no way they were actually going to show any gameplay of games we cared about. I don't, like, fuck. Fuck.
I just don't know, man. I don't know how you feel about how bad that was. It might, again, maybe just my opinion.
But so, they're giving money to charity.
Like, what? Wow. This is E3. Like, we had this talk last year where me and Squids are kind of on the side. Oh, you should expand what E3 is about. Like, maybe bring in hardware or other. We didn't mean fucking charities and shit. We didn't mean, like, fucking just live streaming from two parts of the world because you can or anything like that. Like, that's not... Those aren't adding anything to the experience. Like, you're fucking it up here.
Yeah, but if they didn't stream from London, nobody would have cheered for any of the FIFA parts. Nobody would understand what would have been going on.
No, they were like, hey, soccer's real big right now. Oh, London just lost. Okay, let's get a stream up and going in London. Okay, oh, this sounds like a great idea.
All right, so the second thing they showed after sports was Mass Effect. I'll read my my notes here verbatim. It says Mass Effect. First note. Frostbite! Exclamation mark. Second note. Looks amazing. Dot dot dot. Third note. That's it. That's all they're showing. And that was. I only have three notes against that.
All
part.
I have on my notes is Mass Effect, and then in quotes, we will share more this fall, which is what that lady said before she walked off. And I'm like, great. We're gonna see somebody typing into a computer and doing mocap, and that is exactly what we saw. So I was pretty.
I can't believe that's coming out Q1 or Q2 next year, and that's all they had to show about Mass Effect. Like, to be fair, it's probably a big enough series where they could have their own event for Mass Effect, but that was disappointing. That was
everything. Everything is a gamer, which. The freaking gaming shirt that guy had on, we are gamer, you know, there was nothing gamey. Where was the games? The games felt very lackluster.
But can we just take a moment to say how good Mass Effect looked, though? Like, that game looked really nice. Like, I can't even imagine if they actually execute on that. Like, just that shot of
them. They got running off Frostbite now.
I know. That's
like EA press conference brought to you by Frostbite.
Brought to you by Frostbite, but it looks so good. Like, it just
it did look good.
Shots of some just fucking dude in a suit walking through a desert, and I'm like, that looks so good.
And then they managed to make the Mako not look ridiculous.
Yeah, so it looks like a tank. That's cool. I don't know. The new ship gave me shivers. That was what that trailer was about.
Okay, hold on a second, guys. Breaking news here or something.
What do we got?
They got Tyrese Gibson. EA is now interviewing.
Who's Tyrese Gibson?
Oh, jeez.
Tyrese Gibson from Too Fast, Too Furious. Like, the only movie I know him from.
All right. The next thing they showed was EA Access. Moving on. The next thing they showed after that was FIFA 17, The Journey. I have notes for this game. I have notes for this game. The first note is, The Journey is real. The second note is, That dude is so intense. And that's pretty much it. Which is literally like, it's apparently got a single player... And they decided to spend fucking 15 minutes talking about FIFA fucking 17 single player.
Are they bringing Spike Lee in for this single player?
I know, but that dude, I was going to just say that black dude, but that's probably not descriptive enough. There's just a dude who's on stage and he was just so excited about everything he was saying.
Who seems to be trying to be a soccer player. We can't guarantee whether he is or not.
When we Googled him, we got a dude who died in 1988. So I'm pretty sure that's not him. I'm pretty sure I could confirm that the guy we found with that name wasn't him. So I don't know who the fuck he is.
Or maybe maybe he's like an actor portraying that guy.
Oh no, he's
in
an
the
actor
game
portraying
as
that guy.
Career.
He's not the actually Alex Hunter. No.
Oh no. No. He's not an actor. He's not an actor. No.
He's an actor.
He just happened to have the same name.
Did you not see the monologue where he's like, "I'm gonna be a star"?
Oh yeah, I think. I think my quotes to these guys were, it looks like he's about to fucking break out in interpretive dance. Like, that's how intense he was. So new, holy
pop
shit.
Pop collar and everything.
Dude, that means this Journey single player thing is about that goalkeeper?
Like, ages ago? That old school goalkeeper? Maybe. Cannot confirm. We don't know enough about soccer. I just want to move on. That's enough about that. We've now spent too much fucking time on fucking FIFA 17. Next thing they showed was EA Partners. My notes here are, We Are Gamers t-shirt.
Yep.
That was classy. And FE. That's really bad search engine optimization. Like, your SEO, again, like, I hate to break it to you, but you have no idea how to SEO, man. Like,
yeah, I mean, they're clearly going to be buried under Tokyo Mirage. That's
fucking, they're going to be buried under iron, the element. Which is actually what you get when you Google FE, you pieces of shit. Oh my god. So it's essentially, my note against that game is Yarny 2 Papercraft Edition, because it just kind of looks like it opened with him saying like, oh, it's like a connection between us and our environment, and that's essentially what Yarny's deal was.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you guys remember Yarny? Yeah, we're doing something else Yarny like that, but not Yarny, because it didn't sell very well.
Yarny came out and it didn't sell very well. Yeah, no one played it. Surprise.
Shocking.
Next segment.
Yeah, so after that one was
Jade Raymond brings you all the fucking Star Wars is my name.
Oh yeah, that was the one where they're basically like, hey guys, remember we have the Star Wars license? We're still making Star Wars games. We're not going to show you any of it.
That's it.
But we're making them.
I forgot to say, like, after we like figured out that EA hasn't learned anything from previous, like, any form of criticism of any of their previous press conferences, they literally had the whole Battlefield 1's coming in 5 minutes halfway through EA Partners. And then EA Partners ends.
Oh my god, what is he doing on camera?
Yeah, and then EA Partners ends, and Jade Raymond walks out, and you're like, wait, they just said Battlefield 1's coming out in 5 minutes. This can't be anything. This can't be any gameplay. So she just sits there and talks about how Battlefront 2 is coming in 2017 and Visceral's game's coming in 2018. Then she just essentially fucking walks off stage. That's essentially it. Any updates from the live stream?
Yeah, okay. So they basically have a bunch of celebrities. You got your Old Spice guy now on stage talking to him. Yeah, and as they're coming on,
I hear his name, but I'm glad he's there.
Yeah, but it's like they're bringing celebrities to talk like you're doing something and then saying, okay, now go play the game and have fun. It's like they're just coming across the stage. It's just so it's cringy.
The look in Jamie Foxx's eyes, man.
You know what?
He's
a keyboard and mouse player.
All right, then, okay. Of course he is. He's a real man. He's a real ass man. You're playing a shooter, you play with fucking keyboard and mouse. All right. Let me just get my notes up. I think I only have one more thing to talk about. Battlefield 1, that was the last thing they showed.
Oh, they got a female on stage now.
The single worst showing of a AAA title at a press conference of all time that I can think of. Like, I'm actually going to say that.
Our live stream of a 64-player multiplayer game.
Yeah. After the press conference, which is cool. Like, that's smart. During the conference, though.
And now Snoop Dogg's on camera. Of course.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg is on stage.
They showed a trailer before in their own press conference.
If anyone was gonna do it, it was gonna be EA.
They literally had like a 15-second clip, and they're like, "Oh, but before we show you more, we're gonna talk about this game for fucking 10 minutes." And then they showed us 3 minutes of the game, and that was it. I'm so disappointed. I'm not disappointed. I'm just.
Yeah,
I'm sad that they couldn't improve. I'm sad that they're still EA and we just got another EA press conference. That's
what I see why they didn't want to pay the ESA money to do their press conference at their thing.
I'm shocked they even did a press conference. They should have just done live stream. They should have just done what Square Enix is doing. That's smart.
It's somebody in the comments put this is actually Frog Fractions 2.
Like, sure. Seeing how this show turned out and everything, and not having high hopes for what Ubisoft is doing, like it makes Nintendo look that much more forward thinking. Like you realize, like, oh no, now we like everyone should be doing what Nintendo's doing.
No,
fucking nobody has anything worth showing at a press conference.
Oh man, I haven't given up hope that we'll get good shit from Bethesda and the rest. As Noob said, we're going to get Elder Scrolls 6 today, obviously. That's going to happen in a couple of hours.
Elder Scrolls 6, baby. Todd Howard's going to come riding on a dragon, and he's going to be like, for Froda, and he's going to blow everyone away.
So yeah, Titanfall looks cool, and that's pretty much the total sum of the EA press conference. Thank you for listening. We will be recording again after what's hopefully something better, the Bethesda press conference in a couple of hours. So, oh God. Please save us. Please save us.
E3 has begun.
Nope.
See you later. And hitting stop. Don't crash. Okay, wait. Is it crashing? I think it's crashing. Is it crashing? What? Oh, God. Oh, thank God. All right, my laptop is still good. We're still here.
Okay, let's start. Let's start.
That's let's how start you... We're already there. We're already recording.
We're already here. All right.
Okay. Oh, guys, the Elder Scrolls 6 announcement was fucking phenomenal!
I don't even know why I need a joke. I mean, I am fucking floored with the... At a minimum, the difference...
No, but the problem is, the bar was so astoundingly low from that announcement that this looked comparably amazing. Like, I mean, this was a good conference. I really liked it, but it was just that EA was the bottom of the fucking
so
barrel.
Terrible.
Like, the only way this could have been worse than the EA conference was it was hosted by fucking the X-Play people. Like, there's a reason that show isn't on television anymore. And we can see that by the pre and post.
Whoa, you take that back.
The issue was that they were running 30 minutes behind and they had to fill
for fucking 30 minutes. It's not fucking easy, man. And Adam Sessler is a king amongst men. He's good. He's good.
That was not at all their fault whatsoever.
Yeah. You are crazy.
All I'm saying is that if that was the entire show, then it would have been equal to what EA showed. That's all I'm saying.
Sure. But between both of them, it almost, I mean, if you want to do a comparison to both of them, it felt like where Bethesda was Sony during the PS4 launch, EA was Microsoft. Like the fanfare was just like not there. And everyone was like, yeah, games, PS4, yeah, it's awesome. Woo! You know, that's the kind of excitement.
Real quick. Somebody posted this in the giant bomb chat. I wanted to mention it here. Mm-hmm. During that first announcement, which I guess we'll get to. It did the whole boot up sequence.
Yep.
It showed a bunch of games in there with release dates.
Yes. Oh, really?
For like New World, Old Blood, Doom 3, all that. There's one in there called New Colossus. Stars for release dates. The only one that doesn't show a release date. Which apparently is a Wolfenstein related.
That's a cool little.
They had Commander Keen on that list.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying, though, is they have all these games they have releases for them. There is one in the middle here called New Colossus. There is no release date shown for it.
Huh. Okay. Cool. That's cool. Speaking of CMD prompts, that's how you start a press conference.
That's a really good start. I was pretty excited. And then they did the surprise announcement immediately after, which is pretty dope.
Dude, like, just straight. I just wanted to say, like, in a similar vein to Durin, seeing a CMD prompt come up and booting a game, but when the hard drive is like in the trillions of bytes or the billions of bytes, it was a terabyte. It was like a 3. It was like a 4 gig drive, right? A 4 terabyte drive. So, that was funny. That is just fun. Humorous. Right. Go on.
Are you ready to talk?
I'm here.
Squiddle?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
I interrupted you. You may go ahead.
Oh no, I'm good. I'm good now. Right. I went back. I wanted to see the CMD. I went back to the thing and see the list that was brought up.
So the thing they typed in was fucking Quake Champions. Like, let's fucking get to it. Fucking Quake Champions.
Oh my god.
That looked fucking cool.
Are we calling this Quake Watch or Overquake? What sounds better?
Well, I believe the term in the Giant Bomb chat was Overquake Watch.
Overquake Watch. Okay, sure.
I was watching their Twitch stream. Right, we didn't get that, but man, that doesn't look like Quake. But I'll take it because it's PC only, so that can.
It's
only
hard to know though.
Quakes.
Like it was all
it can
CG.
Only mean good things.
Yeah. Just like Doom, you can't just do Quake again. You have to change it up. And Doom changed it up just the right way. So,
but it's going to be PC only. So I have complete faith in this. And it's developed by ID.
120 frames per second, bitch.
Unlocked.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's nice. Yep.
That's sick.
That's well played.
I'm not even a frame rate whore, but that's cool. Like when you set a target like that, that's awesome.
I mean, it is PC only. So it's not too difficult, relatively speaking.
Yeah, Doom runs at 120 pretty easy on like medium tier hardware. I liked it. It was a CGI trailer though. Like, was there any gameplay there shown?
No.
Okay. Yeah. It was a shitty trailer.
All we know is there's different classes and they do different things. So yeah. Get ready.
The ice chick seemed cool. She got a teleport. I like that. That sounds pretty cool. Dude had a sweet mustache. That's my takeaway. No, I'm just excited that there's a new Quake.
Yeah.
It's Do you think is it confirmed that it's multiplayer only? Is that the whole deal there?
They've only said it's PC only. They haven't confirmed if it's multiplayer only.
Okay. It felt like a multiplayer. So. Like he kept saying multiplayer game, so I have a feeling it's multiplayer only. Like this is Overwatch but Quake. Like you're right.
Yeah.
But fuck it, it's Quake. That's cool. It's got the sensibility. Yeah. It felt like Quake, even though it's not going to be Quake. Yeah. It felt like Quake. Like Durin, are you excited?
Yeah. I don't know that there was anything they really showed there that I would not like go out and play immediately.
Like speaking
of other than some of those Elder Scrolls,
like Elder Scrolls Legends. Yeah.
I'm so happy when the stream died. It happened during Elder Scrolls Legends.
Yeah.
That wasn't just me then.
Okay, I was like, whoa, we went great. Yesterday I went on a long, I stood on a fucking pedestal and talked about how I want single player in my card games. I'm actually interested. They got my interest.
But I want card games in my single player.
I like both those things. I love Gwent and Witcher. Gwent was great.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So like it sounds stupid, but yeah, I'm on board. Like assuming the game's good.
Why not add another card game to the fray? Like why not? There's already 3 million of them.
Sure, but most of them don't have a single player, and that's why I'm interested in this. Like it's a story based
thing.
We'll see how that actually works out.
Yeah. Cool. The bar in my head is Pokemon trading card game. If it's better than that,
it can work
we're good.
Because like Hearthstone's expansions have had like story elements.
Yeah, but not a full full blown story, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The fact that even can be a thing, this is doable. I'm just curious to see how they actually do it.
Yeah. That was cool. So, yeah.
Elder Scrolls Online, Dark Brotherhood. Who's excited?
And then I fell asleep.
Well, because... it's already out. It's just coming on to...
Yeah, no, that's the crazy part.
So, directly after Elder Scrolls Legends, I kind of tuned out for a bit because he said the words Fallout, and I was like, okay, I'm done.
Okay. Breaking news.
Fallout said
that if you already own Skyrim and all of its add-ons, or own Legendary Edition on Steam, free upgrade to Special Edition.
Okay, sure.
Obviously, sure. Yeah, it's literally just an EMB. Oh my god,
it's sad. It's sad. Whatever.
I mean, it's fine. Like, I love how they didn't put much time into it. That's the best thing they could possibly. They literally showed it in a pre-recorded video for about 30 seconds. That was really smart of them. It only makes people angry. That was good.
Not to ask you to actually talk about Fallout, though. I'm giving you a couple seconds to DLCs. Say what you
Let's
thought
go.
About
DLCs. The first one made me want to fucking spit out blood. That was really awful, that first thing.
The
go-go
one.
With the elevators. The vaults, I think those are super cool.
Okay.
And they didn't show enough of Nuka-Cola World that I don't know what it is. There's nothing.
I think the biggest announcement of all this is you can now play, you will be able to play Fallout Shelter
on PC. Which is great. So you can just edit and mod the games.
You can just leave it running in the background forever.
Yeah.
Because your PC doesn't
So I can mod it to look like Skyrim.
Yes.
So then... look like Fallout again, but in a box.
So what you want, the realistic horse vaginas mod for Fallout Shelter is coming. Which I know for Squiddle, that's the big seller.
Oh my god.
So there was like a moment, like moving on, there was a moment during the Skyrim remastered section where like the first shot was actually a decent upgrade. And I was like, okay, maybe that's a new engine. I held the flag. I held out that torch equivalent for maybe it's a new engine.
Crazy,
yeah. and then they broke my
heart. It looks like a bad, like a lower end ENB on the Nexus site, a lower end.
Yeah, but like that again, like if it didn't actually look that much worse than Dishonored, like the
well, that's just because Dishonored looks bad.
No, whoa, shut up. Shut your fucking face.
No, visually. I don't mean the gameplay.
No, I'm disagreeing with you on every level.
Than Fallout, yeah, for sure, but that's not saying much.
No, you are crazy. Good. I'm disagreeing with you in every level. We'll get to Dishonored.
Noob, are you taking issue with the art style?
No.
Or are you saying technically?
IQ was fantastic. What is wrong with you?
The art style's fantastic.
Was fantastic. You are crazy. What did you watch it on? Like a fucking 640 by 480 fucking stream? Like what?
The full res stream.
Uh-huh,
on
uh-huh.
YouTube.
I'm sure. Yeah. No, we'll get there. Whatever. But the... No, the first couple of cuts actually looked like a significant upgrade, and then it keeps going. I'm like, oh, okay, no, it doesn't look like an upgrade at all. So Fallout, that Skyrim, whatever. All right, next. My favorite thing of the show.
Yes, so I first thought they were going to make a Groundhog Day video game.
Yes, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit. It's Groundhog Day in Dead Space. It's Groundhog Day in Dead Space. Oh, and
that would be a cool combo. Yeah.
Alien Isolation. What's happening? And then it's like fucking Prey, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I know.
At one point, even during that, like when his eyes were starting all red, and doing that, like I was starting to think, okay, are they just taking the Evil Within idea and throwing it into space?
That sounds sick.
Is this Evil Within too?
Okay, I could have seen that.
I honestly thought it was going to be a Dead Space game. Wait, no, Bethesda doesn't make Dead Space games. And then, there's multiple levels of why it was cool. Like the it's an Asian dude, and I like that. Like the main character is finally
He was Asian. He doesn't look very Asian.
He looks a bit Asian. He looks like one of those half Asian dudes.
The main character in Prey was an Indian
character. American Indian, or whatever. So that was cool. And then, I just like the lead up. Like it set a tone. It set a really interesting tone that made you wonder what was happening. And then it cuts to fucking what looked like gameplay. And I'm sorry, you give me a game where you're moving at that speed and just shotgunning everything. And I think by recent examples, I can tell you that is fucking sick. That is fucking sick. I am there. That looked cool. Shadow monsters. Okay. All right. That's cool.
They're talking about a psychological element, and I hope they're talking about gameplay and not just like both. It's a scary game. Yeah.
I mean, when you looked at it, the way the chair kind of appeared and like that gooey mass across the, the whole physics behind that would look amazing.
Yeah, that game looked fucking, and it was a cool intro. Like he was like, oh, we announced Dishonored 2, but I've been working on something else, and it looks nothing like. It's Prey only in name. I don't even know why they kept the Prey name.
It looks nothing like
Prey.
Yeah,
that was strange.
It really impressed me. I really like what it's going for. Like it doesn't look too horror-y. It looks more like a psychological thriller. So I'd probably be on board rather than something like Dead Space, which terrified me. Like I'm sad to say that even that scared me.
Really?
Oh, yeah, a bit. Unless I turned it down in difficulty from anything about. Like, if I play on normal, it's fine. But if I play above normal, it's fucking kind of. Anyway. That was probably my favorite thing they showed. Next. Surprise for me of the show was when they put Doom up for the second time of the thing. And actually, I skipped that one, but. Let's just talk about that for a second. Doom multiplayer, that's going back to Bethesda. They confirmed deathmatch, and they confirmed
free updates, I think they said, something like that, except for the DLC that's coming out.
So that's like a make good for the five people out there who are disappointed in Doom. that's like, hey, we still got the rest of Doom for you coming up. But the thing I'm actually talking about is when they put Doom up there and then the Bethesda name up there and then slapped two letters on the end of it and everyone was surprised. It was Bethesda VR. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
So actually,
you skipped Elder Scrolls Online, guys.
I skipped Elder Scrolls Online. That's continuing.
Are you guys excited for the Dark Brotherhood expansion?
No.
That is not playing Doom in VR. Doom locations. Yes.
It's a walking simulator of Doom.
That was what the experience is going to be. But as we all know, Doom runs really well, and I wouldn't be surprised. Just like the thing we're going to talk about next, which is fucking Fallout, I wouldn't be surprised if by 2018 they can get that thing running in VR.
You know what doesn't run really well? Fallout.
Fallout 4.
I mean, it's exciting in the sense it's going to be, I think it's the first AAA title in VR for sure.
Yeah, and it's confirmed.
And it's huge. Yeah. And it's fucking a huge game.
It's nuts.
I'm super excited for that.
The one thing I'm very surprised about is the way that basically they drew a hard line in the sand and said, for Vive.
Mm-hmm. Like they didn't say to Carmack is associated to Oculus, and they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, but still.
Yeah,
you know, if we're trying to make VR to the masses, and we're now in its infancy, kind of still drawing that line, saying no, we're going to do it this one and this one, not just everything. I don't know. I guess there's a big difference between both platforms where they have to choose maybe for development side, but man, that's cutthroat already. Where we're in.
Also, I mean, you have to understand, like, just
the amount of Steamworks integration Valve or Bethesda games have already, right? Mm-hmm. And they're fairly close to begin with.
Yeah.
And it makes sense on a platform, sort of like development platform that, or as a way to release your games that SteamVR makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wonder what changes them. That's the thing I'm most excited for is A, that they've actually confirmed that it's like, it's fucking Fallout 4 and it's 2017. That's when
God
it's happening.
God damn.
But what makes me excited about that, because Fallout 4 was a terrible game, is that I wonder what they actually do to it to make it work. That's what I'm excited for. Like, but this is a bunch of smart cookies. I wonder if they figured out some stuff about like how to make long form VR more comfortable and work and allow you to interact with things in the world in a way that makes
play
sense.
Play with it with controller.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. It might be just straight up controller. It might just be.
I think it's just gonna be like controller, and you look around. With
mouse and keyboard. Mouse.
Wait.
Keyboard.
No. But it's Vive. Like, yes, you can do that with.
They have to have the ones.
Otherwise, it's
like,
stupid.
How are you gonna move around? That's gonna be awful.
Exactly. I want to see how they figure that out. I want to see what they do.
I don't think they will.
it's gonna be left analog. The analog stick on the left hand moves your character around.
Yeah.
Analog stick on the right is not gonna be for aiming because your head's gonna do that.
Right.
It's going to be for controlling your radial menus.
Yeah, and the actual pointers will be your pointers and head movement will be aiming, I guess.
Yeah, like you'll aim the controller around to like move through your inventory.
Yeah, like that. I want to see what the because
I want to be actually using a Pip-Boy. That would be super.
Yeah,
exciting.
Well, it's going to be straight up like you hold up your left hand. I think your left hand is just going to be a Pip-Boy. It's going to be your wand is just going to like have a holographic Pip-Boy over your in-game hand. That's my guess is what they do to that. I'm really interested to see what innovations they make, if any, to that game. If it's just fucking Fallout 4 running at 90 frames a second with a controller, I'm not interested at all. But if it's actually different, that's pretty cool.
Time we get a 1080.
That you don't need Revive. You don't even need a 1080. You know the minimum spec for a Revive is fucking a 970, right? Like you know that.
Yeah, but I wanna play in max settings with all of my ENB mods.
You can't. You won't be able to. Even a 1080 can't do that. Did you see that? Like fully maxed out. A 1080 can only do it at fucking 30 frames with all ambient fucking turned on. Don't be crazy. Anyway.
I'll just be sick. It's fine. It's fine. I just want to live in that world.
My second favorite and most people's, I guess, favorite thing of the show so far is next.
Blink-182 concert.
And
yes.
Holy shit. Talk about the opposite of how to do things, like how EA did things. In my Google Doc, I have Bethesda and in brackets next to it, i.e. the all caps, opposite of EA. They showed a game and then talked about it and then talked about it while showing the game. And that's how you do it. That's how you fucking do it.
The same thing they did for Fallout 4. They just showed actual. I thought they were going to stop at just like the cinematic trailers of like the environment.
Yeah.
But no, they showed like a solid like 15 minutes of gameplay.
Right.
In two different scenarios.
Like Austin put it, they let the game breathe.
Yeah. And let it speak for itself. Like Noob, you are actually probably like as factually incorrect as you could as you've
I'm
been
so
in a while.
For this game. I'm so excited.
When you said that the IQ isn't impressive. Image quality of the game is actually fantastic. The animations they showed were actually relatively impressive in terms of how
the
many
animations.
Yeah, they were relatively impressive.
Some of those animations were a little rough.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The assassinations looked a little weird. Some of them didn't hit like they should have.
I'm thinking of like the smoke hands. They looked all right. The faces, like you can see the puppeting is still not really there. But for me, it's really just I'm a lighting whore, and that lighting engine was very impressive. To be fair, they focused on lighting; that was their whole deal. But no, it looks like a significant step up above Dishonored 1, and pretty much better than most, if not all other Bethesda games I can think of. Maybe Doom.
But again, that's not saying that much other than Doom. Doom is an exception to the rule.
Yeah, I would actually say it looks fantastic. Like the texture quality is really good at a minimum. The water looked fantastic. The trees were really good. To be fair, we don't know what this is running on, so maybe it's on like a fucking 1080 with AA turned up to max, like super sampling AA or whatever. But the AA solution looked good. Like it looks really nice. Like it looks really, really nice. But more importantly, I'll let you guys talk for now. Squiddle,
Now, how was that gameplay?
I loved it. I'm really excited to go back into that world, and with all the new mechanics that they put into, and the fact that you could play, and I don't know, we don't know this yet, but you know, you could pick a character to play, yes. And that's all we really know. We don't know if it's you can pick Corvo or you could pick his daughter, which I forgot.
Yeah,
it was considered his daughter.
Totally forgot.
I wow, that. Okay. That
also, I believe this is not like open world, so I imagine you're picking like permission.
That would be good. That's not. That's what. Yeah. That's what I hope. Like, I hope it's like Assassin's Creed Syndicate, and that's the only time I'll ever say that sentence ever. in that, yeah, you can like. There's two main characters. They're both fully fleshed out, and you can pick between them at any point. That right. would be good. They made it sound like though that it was a single choice, and that would be. I think that'd be a bad move by them.
I mean, it'd be kind of nifty to you play through one character's storyline, and in some way, like if you do a replay through it. The actions that you did as that character, let's say if you're playing as his daughter, I can't remember her name, unfortunately, right now, but
Emily.
And then Emily. So you play through Emily, and then you go, I'm gonna play through Corvo. And as you're playing through Corvo, maybe I wouldn't say choices you made, like verbal choices, but things that happened that you did affect that gameplay. I mean, that'd be cool. as immersive as they're saying this engine is, and as much stuff as they could do.
But the thing is, I think they would have said that if that was a thing.
I guess. But
yeah, because they showed a lot. They showed like during like what were some of your highlights from the Dishonored 2 showing?
Honestly, I'm probably not the person to go to because I didn't play a lot of the first game. Okay. It looks really interesting, but like nothing of that was familiar to me at all, so I don't know. Like,
well, all of it was new. We okay, except for the blink. Saying,
like, it looks really neat. I like the idea of the like the tagging thing where you can like tag multiple guys, kill one, and it kills all the others.
That is rigged, man. Yeah. I'm calling it now. Fucking Domino is the most rigged thing in that whole fucking game.
Well, like that makes it nice for people like me who are terrible at stealth games.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like I can be like, okay, I only need to actually take out one guy.
One dude. Yeah. Yeah,
and it'll clear the room for me. Like that's my level of stealth.
Exactly. Like so. Everyone's gonna max Domino. even if you kill dudes, like just straight up, it's just it's fucked. That thing's strong. I don't know what they're gonna do to balance. Like I'm actually legitimately concerned about the balance in this game because there's two things they've shown that seem game breaking to me. One is Domino, and the other one is that future thing. So, like Durin, like what do you think of a mechanic that I'm going to say is stolen from that fucking Heroes game.
Genesis?
Heroes Genesis.
I mean, it probably seems like it maybe does it a little less jankily than Heroes.
Wait, did, what are you talking about? Heroes cool Genesis Heroes is a triple A title that does everything perfectly.
No, Heroes legitimately, like from that quick look I watched, like it didn't look terrible.
Yeah, it didn't look terrible. It looked hella fun.
Like this game has the house behind it that it probably does it a little better.
It's a real fucking video game, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like that's actually like a really mechanic, and I'm curious to see how they use that, how extensively they use that. Is that like this one mission you have this thing to do this, or is
yeah,
it a game? Like yeah, it's super cool, but I don't know how.
It seems game breaking. Like the whole like go backwards in time and then kill someone, then go back to present.
That's only for one level though, right?
I hope it is. I hope it is.
So, they specifically said it specifically has to do that with that level, and also you have no access to your abilities in that level either. So that is basically
okay. Thank God, because that'd be fucked go ahead, because I haven't gotten your thoughts about this game yet.
Yeah, like I assume the domino effect and things like that seem a little bit overpowered. Like they're gonna probably have sort of like a system to prevent overuse of that, or at least make them come at a high cost.
Well, the whole deal is their whole like energy system, right? I couldn't tell whether it was, it didn't regenerate. That's one thing I can say for certain. Like the energy didn't change that part of the game. Like I bet you still have to use pots. The equivalent of whatever they call them to regen energy, and that changes a lot because if those things are the most costly, for example, especially since every one you tag costs a part of your bar, that could balance it, but I don't know if that balances enough. Like anything, any pure multiplier of damage is fucked. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
All I know is that with a good cheat engine, I'm not going to ever lose power when I'm doing stuff. So.
That's fair. So, yeah, Noob, what were your overall thoughts?
I'm super fucking excited. It's difficult to say if this is my most anticipated game now because there's fucking Prey. And there's also...
Well, Prey's next year.
Prey is so far off. Then.
Prey's 2017.
Yeah, but I mean... No, out of this...
this lineup.
Conference. Right. Yeah. Not like Dishonored 2. Mm. I don't know. I'm super pumped. It looks really great. The
Prey,
new
Prey looks
world
neat. Like, they showed so little of Prey. Like, it's hard to get excited.
Yeah.
But, the new world is especially interesting because I didn't really like the super industrial, nighttime, rainy world of Dunwall as much. And I think like this, especially with the enemies having like this French Foreign Legion kind of feel, like North Africa, Mediterranean world. I like how they kept the whaling there because I love whaling. and things like that. It just looks like an interesting world to mess around in, right? Mm. And unfortunately, it does seem like it's still like, you know, you take a boat everywhere to different missions and levels. It's not really a true open world. Yeah. But I actually prefer their level design. I trust Arcane their level design.
Exactly. Like, I think that open world games, though they can be awesome, like, which is a good example, but they can also get very rote and very repetitive. And
I don't necessarily mean open world as in like the entire world is open, but the levels themselves are much more broad.
Yeah.
And
I prefer that. I think that's a good solution to the Uncharted did that as well. Like really big, broad areas where you can kind of just dig your teeth into.
Yeah. It's okay to have levels, but they don't have to be linear.
My least favorite Dishonored levels were interiors, just because it felt a little suffocating and you couldn't do as much different things.
Assassinations and stuff were just boring. Like waiting for AI routines and all that kind of stuff. Like they were just weren't interesting enough in the first Dishonored. Like maybe you can fix that. Like Metal Gear does that well. So it's doable. Splinter Cell also did that well. If they fix what was wrong with the original Dishonored and put in all these cool things, like that sounds like an amazing game.
Yep. I'm super excited for this game.
So the last question before we break, Emily or Corvo?
Emily.
Doing it as a team. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah, I'll play Emily.
Team Emily.
I need to see actual gameplay differences between the two before I would decide.
I think they'll have entirely different powers. That's my
goal. Yeah, I think so.
They confirmed that Corvo's powers are largely the same except with significant upgrades. Like,
If that's the case, that's gonna be boring.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the case, that's boring. Wait, did they say that?
They specifically said Corvo, you'll have powers you recognize from the first game, although they'll be upgraded. Yeah.
Okay.
But it really seems like they're pushing you to play Emily.
Yeah.
Completely.
Well, if Corvo doesn't have Domino, then I can tell you which one I'm fucking playing. Domino's fucked. That I'm just saying right now. That thing is gonna break that game so awesomely, and I can't wait.
That's just Corvo, so that you like. Then it's a hard decision. Do you want to play with all the new powers, or do you want Domino?
Exactly. Yeah.
And one more thing before we sign off here for this. Right now, the pre-order for the collector's edition is on Amazon. Right now for Dishonored for $80. If you are a Prime subscriber,
that's
you will
pretty
be $20
cheap.
Off that whole package. And also from
is that the one with the mask?
Yes.
Oh wow, yeah. Okay.
That's pretty cheap.
And the last one is from at Wario64 has announced that on PS4 the Doom demo is 5.8 gigs.
That's fine.
If you want to get an idea how big that is.
It is still not on Steam yet.
Yeah. That was a smart move. I only found it like not really a big conversation topic because it's a limited time only. And I thought that would have been interesting to have that up as just a permanent thing. Fuck it. Everyone, just play Doom. Play the first
level.
We'll
see. If it does well, maybe they will. Maybe it'll be a thing going forward.
That'll be good. So that was E3. E3 has been fucking a roller coaster. I was so fucking trepidatious or whatever you fucking want
to
call it.
Bethesda knows how to do a fucking conference.
After EA. Yeah. EA doesn't.
There
you go. That's like that's like the thing.
I can't wait for
Bethesda
how big
does,
of a fucking train wreck Ubisoft is gonna be.
Oh,
I'm so
man.
Excited for this roller coaster to go all the way down.
Oh man, I can't. E3 is back, baby, and we will be back as well tomorrow. Any closing thoughts?
One last real quick. The Doom demo is on Steam. 7.7 gigs.
Fine. Okay, that's cool. Probably has a higher texture pack.
We didn't rate the E3 conference.
Oh, we didn't. No. Let's just do that then. All right, EA. I'm going first because I want to. Oh. I'm giving it a solid 2 out of 10 rating. Durin, what's your EA rating?
I'm gonna go 4 because they showed something from Mass Effect.
Oh, you want Titanfall Robot Buddies? 3 out of 10. I'll meet you halfway. 3. Yeah. Okay. 4. So it's 4 and 3. Squiddle.
I'm gonna give it. I will give it 4.5 D cell batteries that have died on you in the middle of the forest.
Sure. Yeah. That's that. I can. I'm getting all the vibes from that. That's cool. Fucking noob.
I don't know, like an Ebola out of 10, like the worst thing in the world.
I'm going to put that down as a 0 and move on with it. So Bethesda is the other one. Let's rate that. Again, I guess I'll go first. I'm going to give it an 8. Good solid 8. Like that was fucking awesome. Like it was a really good fucking press conference. Obviously, the metric for a 10 has shifted since last year. So no, it's not fucking Sony 2015, which I don't think anything will ever again. But yeah, solid 8. Durin.
I'm going to give that one, I'm going to go a little lower and give that one 7 EAs out of 10.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Mostly because I was really hoping there would be a Evil Within 2.
Yeah, I was hoping for more
Wolfenstein 2.
I was hoping for some more stuff. Like, I know Bethesda is a relatively small thing, but like, essentially on this list, there is 3 new games if you don't count Elder Scrolls Legends.
And we should... Oh, wait, are you counting Fallout 4 HTC? Because that's not new.
No, he's counting Prey, Quake, and
Dishonored.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. And that's it. Everything else is just either a remake or a remaster or a card game. I can see where you're going from. 7. All right, so 8, 7. Squiddle, what's that?
I will give it 8 10,000 Western Digital Raptor hard drives in a RAID 0.
Right. I got you. And Nubarama.
An 8.9.
Okay. Almost a 9 out of 10. Almost. Yeah, what would have given you that extra 0.01?
I don't know. A Wolfenstein. I was hoping for Wolfenstein. Okay. Wolfenstein wasn't there. I mean, you kind of
got a Wolfenstein teaser.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was like hidden. And yeah, all it's going to say is that I have to wait another fucking calendar year before I see anything.
No, it'll be another 2 calendar years probably, right?
Or maybe they'll be at the VGAs, because remember, they announced Skyrim at the VGAs.
Yeah, there's more time. They announced Fallout 3 at the VGAs.
Or even QuakeCon, yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Today ended on a high note. I'm happy about that. And again, I'm going to be having to fucking edit this and put it up immediately because the next conference is in like fucking 12 hours.
Be at work. I'll be live watching it on somewhere. I don't know.
I'll be watching it at work.
Yeah, let's see.
My cell phone data plan's going to hate me.
Microsoft at... Oh, that's, you know what? I'll be on lunch.
Nice.
Cool. I will be also at lunch. Maybe I'll go back home to just watch... No, that's a bad idea.
Oh, dude, secret. It's once a year, fucking whatever. Like, fucking whatever. I took the whole week off, but that's just me. Still. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.